So I can imagine that when you heard today's gospel, you went, I know this one. I got it. I've heard this one before. I mean, we teach it in our Sunday schools. We try to practice it in our lives in the sense of give to Caesar what is Caesar's and give to God what is God's. Now, for the preacher, that means I have to sift through books upon books upon books upon more books to get a handle on this, because there's just so much been written on it. So for me, it was, oh my, it's that gospel passage. So then I started looking into more of the reflections that were out there, and it suddenly occurred to me that, you know, Matthew has given us a lot of really interesting things in this passage besides the parable of give to Caesar to Caesar, give to God what is God. There's a lot of neat stuff that is just under the water there that I just wanted to bring to your attention. And the first is, he says that the Pharisees and the Herodians got together. Now, for you and I, that's okay, so they got together. Back then, that was big news. They hated each other. They couldn't even be in the same room together. You had the Jewish Orthodox and the Pharisees, and you had the Herodians, who were backed up by the Roman government. And they didn't like each other. And so when Matthew says, guess what? The Pharisees and the Herodians got together, they must have just shook their head in the marketplace going, wow, to think that might have happened. But the reason they got together is because they both wanted Jesus gone. And so you can imagine them sitting around a table saying, okay, we got this guy Jesus. He's messing up things. He's talking about a kingdom for everybody. He's going to make things just rotten for us. He's not really following what we need to be teaching our people. And so they sat down together and they asked themselves, okay, what can we do to get rid of Jesus? What could we do to get rid of Jesus? And it suddenly occurred to them, they had the ultimate question to give to Jesus. Do you pay your taxes to Rome? Now, for the Herodians, this was great because they were backed by Rome. So if Jesus said, no, you don't pay taxes to Rome, boom, they got rid of Jesus through that way. The Orthodox Pharisees were sitting there going, yeah, and if he does say we're going to pay taxes to Rome, boom, we got him there too, because now he's not following the way of God. He's paying taxes to Rome. So they had this great plan. So they come to Jesus, and they start with that sandwich technique, eh? Something good, something not so good, something good. It's a classic format. Something good, something not so good, something good. And so they come and say, oh, teacher, we understand you know all about God. You're teaching so much about God, but we have a little question to ask you. You can just see things coming, eh? And so the Pharisees and the Herodians must have been going, oh boy, I can't wait to see what happens here. Either way, we got rid of Jesus. You can just imagine them just wringing their hands with excitement. Do you pay taxes to Rome? And what does Jesus reply? The first thing out of his mouth is, you hypocrites. You hypocrites. He outright insults them. You hypocrites. Why? Because he sees the trap that they're trying to get him. He sees it. But what's interesting, as well as the Herodians and the Pharisees coming together, is the word teacher that they use. They don't call him rabbi. They don't call him the Messiah. But they knew full well that he had healed people. He had fed people. He had done all these wonderful things. But they couldn't come forward and say rabbi. They just used a generic term, teacher. Teacher, we know you can teach the faith, but what are you going to do? How are you going to answer our question? And how does he respond? Let me see a coin. So they give him a coin. He says, well, whose face is on that? Caesar's. Well, then give to Caesar what is Caesar's and give to God what is God. Now, how does that apply to you and I? Well, basically it says, you and I live in the world. We have to live in this world. We walk this earth, but it means that we come walking on this earth with a little bit of a difference. A little bit of a difference. That, you know, the whole thing about love God and love your neighbor, that kind of creeps into our lifestyle a little, doesn't it? And then, you know, there's other things too that sort of creep into our lives. You know, reaching out to people that are in need. You know, helping out where needed. But it's all part of being a part of the world. Now, it's not easy. In fact, sometimes, you know, the Lord is incredibly patient with me. Incredibly patient. And just the other day, yeah, he was really patient. So I'm going to get gas at Costco. Now, yeah, you think, okay, getting gas at Costco. I enjoy going to get gas on the busiest time. Don't you too? Don't you like to do that? You know, to get in that lineup of 15 cars and you see 35 are already in ahead of you. You know? So I put on my favorite radio station, Symphony Hall, and I'm just listening to the world go by, and I'm inching my way up. Now, to get to the East Hills gas station at Costco, there's a four-way stop. Who put it there? I have no clue. But there's a four-way stop. So I'm inching my way up. Six cars ahead of me. Five cars. Four cars. Three cars. I can see the stop sign coming. Two cars. It's my turn. I'm at the stop sign, and a car comes whistling in from the left. And I'm looking at them. I'm giving them that glare, you know? Like, are you really, you see the lineup behind me? You're really going to try to make a left turn into the Costco gas station ahead of me? In my truck? That needs diesel? You're really going to do that? And I thought, what about the guy behind me? What's he going to think if I let him in? Is he going to honk the horn and say, hey, what did you do that for? And like I say, patience. Give to Caesar what is Caesar's. Give to God what is God. That tremendous grace that he's given us. And I'm looking over saying, yeah, yeah. All right, away you go. Right in front of me. And you know what happened? Two cars opened up and I could get in. It's just the grace of God, you know. But at that moment, I was thinking, no way am I going to let that guy in. Absolutely not. I've been through seven cars just to get to this stop sign, and this guy's coming in from the Dollarama, and he's just going to go right in there. No way. But God has a great patience with us all. Through his grace, he brings us into this world to be able to help out in other areas. Yes, we pay taxes. Yes, they don't go away. And we get a lot of things for those taxes too. So we have to give to the planet. We have to give to the world around us. We have to give to our community. And that's also God's grace. There's a great phrase that I love is, the grace of God, may it be placed in me, not in vain. The grace of God be placed in me, not in vain. And that's what I want to leave you with today. Think about that, how we are a part of this world. We have to be a part of this world. But by being a part of that world doesn't mean we give up who we are in our faith journeys, in our love for God. So think about that this week. And if you decide to use the Costco at Foothills, East Hills, don't go at two. Anyway, that's another story altogether. Amen.